USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Anti-Israel protests are continuing to take place at Columbia University in New York City and other colleges across the country. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham joins Fox News and calls on President Biden to take action.
I would urge President Biden to address the nation and be clear that every Jewish student in this country attending any university will be protected by his administration.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addresses the protests during a White House briefing on Wednesday.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest. They have the right to peacefully protest as long as it's within the law and that it's peaceful. Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not.
Former President Trump is not in court, so what does that mean? He hit the campaign trail. The president visiting the battleground state of Wisconsin while speaking in Waukesha. The former president talks about a series of indictments that have limited his run for re-election.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
An active shooter situation west of Madison, Wisconsin is under control. That's according to the Mount Horeb Area School District. The district saying the suspect never breached the entranceway of the school and added there's no reports of any injuries to any students. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Speaking in a news conference after meeting with Israeli leaders, Blinken saying the time is now and adds it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal and compromise. Blinken saying the White House is focused on reaching a deal that addresses civilians in Gaza and the remaining Israeli hostages. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Fed Reserve is not touching interest rates. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%.
Some House Democrats say they'll support Speaker Mike Johnson as he faces calls to remove him from a small group of Republicans. At a press conference on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie vowed that they will remove the speaker.
Hakeem Jeffries knows if we coast this one out, we lose the majority. Spending goes up next fall. He knows the border will stay open. And he knows this is going to demotivate our voters because we've given up. Why should they try? So we are not going to give up. We will fight the uniparty.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is holding a hearing to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michigan Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell criticizes the Echo Health Alliance, a disease research nonprofit, during a testimony with the group's president, Peter Daszak.
The Echo Health Alliance has proven to be careless and imprecise with their federal funding, contrary to what we expect and demand of any federal grantee. This does not mean we should throw out the baby with the bathwater, as my Republican colleagues seem to be suggesting.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.